Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan. I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing in our series going through the book of James. We're going to be looking at James chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. First, let's read it in. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. It's verse 10. James reminds us that in breaking just one law of the Old Testament, right, of the Old Covenant, we are sinners. Like, we cannot keep part of God's law and choose to ignore the rest, picking and choosing what is convenient or what just makes sense to us, knowing that we would inevitably fall short of perfectly keeping his laws. God, in his love, sent Jesus to atone for our own brokenness and failure, really what the scriptures call sin. Our natural bent as human beings is to compare our brokenness against others in an attempt to minimize our own issues, right? But the thing is, like, it is impossible to compare because even one element of that brokenness, one failure to keep the whole law, right? In other words, one sin means we fail to meet God's holy, perfect standard. We are all in the same boat. People who are broken in need of healing, people who are, who need wholeness in Jesus. We are sinners in need of a Savior. Knowing this, though, should lead us to love and care for all who are brought into our community of the local church. See, as we grow in faith, our love for God deepens. He continues to change us and transform us from the inside out. We will begin to emulate Jesus more and more as we submit to him, not out of a legalistic desire to try and earn our own righteousness, but actually out of a deep commitment to live the way that we've been created to live, a way that actually honors God. At one time, we may have been categorized by greed and lust and selfishness, but now God is breaking into our own lives, freeing us from a former way of life, from our broken patterns. And what he's doing in this is bringing healing. Like, where favoritism and ego led, now the Spirit does, convicting us to see love and honor those that the world sees unworthy or forgotten or broken or weak themselves. Right? We got to remember that we too at one time were far from him, and let us view all the people we encounter through the lens of God's mercy and grace, because that is the lens that he views us. Let's take a minute to pray it up, and I'm going to read these prayer requests. You might want to press pause and reiterate these in your own words. Here's the first one. Father, we ask that you catch us when we stumble in our struggle against sin. It takes conscious effort each day to present our words and actions in a loving, meaningful way. Help us to be more like you as we grow in our relationships with others. Lord, we ask for discernment and wisdom, not to judge others' sins, but instead to come to you and ask forgiveness for our own shortcomings, knowing that we will never be perfect. This should allow us to understand that we all face sin and brokenness in our own lives, and the response that you have first shown us is the one that we are freed to extend in the gospel. Now, let's take a moment to talk about living this out. Honestly, I think we sometimes struggle with this, like, love your neighbor as yourself command that shows up in the passage we're looking at. But today is a good opportunity to bring to mind that neighbor who is hard for you to love. Take a moment to pray, journal, or do some reflection, asking God to reveal why you struggle to love that person. And I'm going to challenge you to think about one act of tangible kindness you can show them. We talked about this at Worthington, that one of the ways that we can kind of undo our natural tendency to kind of look out for ourselves in the transactional economy that we are so, bred in today, is to find opportunities for unseen kindness, particularly to that neighbor that is hard to love. What is an act of unseen kindness where you get no recognition, no praise? There is no transaction on the other end that you get for doing good for this person. What might that be? Maybe it's a cup of coffee. Maybe it's just an encouraging note. Maybe it is sharing something positive about them with someone else. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.